94.1 Juice FM, Creston's greatest hits. I have Debbie Crane on the phone from Paws, and we've got our pet of the week.
This week we have Abigail. She's a one-year-old tabby. She's got beautiful light and dark brown markings. She's just finished raising her litter, and she still has lots of love to give. She's very affectionate and will gladly shower you with attention. So if you like a cat that loves to show you how much she loves you, then this is the cat for you.
All right.
She gets along with other cats, so that's always a bonus. And she's been spayed. She's had her health check and vaccinations, and she's ready to go to her forever home.
Excellent. Well, hopefully we can find a good home for baby mama Abigail. And do you have a Paws tip of the week for us?
We sure do. It's tick time. And,
well, that's not so fun.
I know. So just to remind people, it's important to regularly check your dogs for ticks after they spend any time outdoors, even if they're on the preventative. So that oil that you kind of put up and down their spine that's supposed to help with prevent the ticks. Ticks like dark, moist areas, like the skin folds, so under the collars, the tail, the groin, between the toes, even the eyelids. Yeah, so you regularly want to feel for lumps or bumps or areas that look irritated. Ticks start out really tiny, like the size of a grain of sand, but when they've had time to feast on your dog, they get quite engorged.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you find ticks, you have to remove them, but it's not as simple as just yanking on the tick. You have to know how to take them out because you want to get the head out.
Mm-hmm.
So we want people to just check our infographic out on our Paws Facebook site, and it'll show you exactly how do you take the ticks out.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm disgusted by ticks. And
yes, me too.
there's something about parasites feasting on your flesh that just rubs me the wrong way. I don't think I'm alone on this, though.
No. My son lives in Saskatchewan, so it's a ritual. They and the kids, every night, they have to, because they live on an acreage, they have to do a full body check for them and the dogs. And some of the pictures I've been sent, it's just pretty creepy.
Well, you can keep those pictures to yourself. Well, thank you very much for calling in. Debbie, have yourself a wonderful day.
Thank you. You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye now.